Mildly interesting facts of the weekend.
We've been hearing a lot from our noisy neighbours across the Irish Sea about tonight's Euro 2020 final, haven't we? Football's coming home this, football's coming home that. Sure, most England fans don't even realise they almost lost football altogether about 700 years ago. Back in the year 1314, King Edward II banned football in London, proclaiming, "There is great noise in the city caused by hustling over large balls from which many evils may arise, which God forbid." But the ban didn't last long, the sport thrived. And England are in the final tonight. And since they're just across the water, I suppose we should support them? Janet, love, sit beside me here to watch the game.
We're supporting Italy, I suppose.
Not at all. Sure, I watch the Premier League all the time.
Yeah.
And a load of the English players have Irish heritage.
Oh.
Harry Kane and Harry Maguire have a strong connection to the old sod.
Right.
And Jack Grealish and Declan Rice even played for Ireland before they switched allegiance to England.
Switched allegiance? I mean, how did Ireland do in the Euros?
Sure, we didn't even qualify.
Didn't qualify?
We don't have the players, Janet.
What you just said?
Oh, look, they're playing very well in fairness. Rice slots it through to Grealish, and if you won too, beautiful pass to Kane. It's in the back of the net. Are you right, love? You've gone very red in the face.
Switched allegiance.
Mildly interesting facts of the weekend.